Anyway, and joining me in studio today, I have a neighbour of mine, Noreen, and Mairead, a friend of mine as well. So they're from the Western Alzheimer's Association, and they're going to talk to about, first of all, we're going to talk about the Western Alzheimer's and what to do, and then we'll tell about a fundraiser, which is happening on Friday night in the Hyatt, which I'm really looking forward to. And it seems an interesting concept. Noreen, how are you?
Good morning, Gerry. How are you getting on today?
No lift today from you.
No lift today, no. We were lucky now to get up the hill around our area where we're nearly snowed in.
Yeah, I actually woke up on Sunday morning. I was amazed with the snow that was out there. You know, especially where I were right down in the deep, in the dip, you know, and everything was covered in snow. Loved it, every bit of it. And, you know, I was talking to on the Brendan the other day, and he says it's easy now and you don't have to go out and feed the cattle.
This is right, yeah.
Anyway, can you talk to us about a little about the Western Alzheimer's Association and what you do really?
Okay, Gerry, so the Western Alzheimer's, we cover Roscommon, Galway and Mayo, so I suppose I'm here today to talk about what we're doing here in Roscommon. We have an in-home support service, which is like in-home respite for families who are affected by Alzheimer dementia. Now, families use it for a variety of different reasons. Some people use the service just so that they can get out and do day-to-day things like collect a prescription from the chemist or maybe go and get shopping or just have a little bit of time out for themselves. Whereas other families have 24-hour, around-the-clock care in their house, and they would use our service to help supplement that or as part of that. You know, it's a very big thing for a family. You know, would say if somebody you love is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, you have they have to be cared for around the clock. And families will some will come together and everyone will do a bit, but there's always gaps in services where they need extra help and they come to us for that.
And they also need the help of the professionals. Of, you know, of what to do and how to do it as well.
Well, I suppose in the day-to-day routine that goes on in anybody's family, they're coming, they're doing a job and they're going again. And sometimes the person who's suffering from the dementia will say, get one-to-one communication as much because everyone's so busy and they're rushing around getting stuff done. Yeah. So we'll say that the in-home respite, it's an opportunity for the client to get some socialisation. So the care assistants will come in and they will chat and engage with the client and, you know, maybe play cards or look at photographs or, you know, it's one-to-one time for the person suffering with the dementia. So it's nice. They also get that kind of interaction in our daycare in 4 Mile House, which runs on a Friday, and it's a brilliant service.
That's only a new service.
We're in just our second year now, and it's running really well, and people are very happy with it. And it's lovely for the client as well as it is for the primary care. The client themselves get to have activities and do things like maybe a bit of knitting or we'll say some painting or depends on what kind of activities that they like to do.
And they're interacting with
other people. Yeah. And there's socialisation. Yeah. And there's music and there's enjoyment for them and they're getting out of the house. And it's lovely for them to get that opportunity to get out of the house and to be doing things because it's very important for somebody with dementia to, you know, keep chatting and keep socialising and keep out and about. You know, we'll say, I'm sure you've heard the thing, if you don't use it, you lose it. So it's very important for people to keep interacting and keep communicating. You know, it's a huge advantage to them and it helps them to stay well for longer.
Yeah, well, the saying is really that you have to keep talking and doing the things you normally do.
This is it. So much as possible, you know, we'll say if people get a diagnosis of dementia, it doesn't have to always mean the end of everything and a shutdown to, we'll say, care and, you know, around-the-clock care. You know, they do need care, they do need assistance, but they also need, we'll say, the same amount of support and love and communication as always. And the more that things are kept normal and the more routine and the more socialisation that somebody has, the better it is for them.
Yeah. So again, how many would avail of that service out in 4 Mile House?
There's 8 people coming on a Friday, and that's once a week. You know, we hope to extend to more days, and that's why Imraid and the voluntary committee that we have here in Roscommon, we have a strong group chaired by Imraid here, and they're fantastic. They're great support to Western Alzheimer's in Roscommon in that they're fundraising for particular projects, which Friday night is all about. And they've been a fantastic resource to the organisation here in Roscommon.
Yeah,
you know, in helping us to extend our services.
You also have this the walk on. Is it Stephen's Day, right?
Yes, we have. We have a walk going from Hannon's to Stephen's Day at 12 noon.
And that's getting bigger every year, isn't it?
It really is. It was fantastic. It was our first year last year, and we couldn't get over the support we got.
Yeah.
It was absolutely brilliant. We're hoping to repeat it again this year, I suppose, weather permitting. But it was fantastic for us. It really, we were so surprised at the support we got on the day.
So tell us about Friday night. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, Friday night, I suppose I heard through a friend that about this new choir that has started in town, and it's called Cor Come On. And the musical director is Derek Mahady. And I believe that he's absolutely fantastic at what he does, Jerry. And I rang him.
I would have heard of Derek.
Yes.
Is he around Kennedy he lives?
I think around Rooski now, I've heard. Yeah. And
okay.
I just heard he's very good at what he does. And so I rang him and I said to him that I explained that I was the chairperson of the local voluntary Alzheimer's committee. And I asked him if he was having a concert, if he would think about giving us the profits if we came on board and helped him to organise it. So Derek absolutely was very interested, and he sort of gave us a free rein then to go off, organise this in the Hyde next Friday night at 8 o'clock. And he has a pianist on the night is Marie Askin, and he has a soprano on the night is Maria Matthews. So we're really looking forward to it. As you said earlier, we hope to turn the Hyde into a winter wonderland.
Winter wonderland, yeah.
And we have Ard Carn to thank for that. Ard Carn and Mary Frances and Ard Carn has really come on board with us. They're going to donate a lot of decorations on the night. And as well as that, we have about 10 on this voluntary group that are going to really, they're getting to the attic and taking down any bits and pieces that can help us to decorate it. We hope to have the choir by candlelight. We're very excited. There's a lot of hard work to go into that between Thursday evening and Friday evening. But we have, as I said, a very small group, but a very, very committed group that will come in and just transform it. I have to speak about 3 people in particular that has been absolutely brilliant with coming up with these fantastic ideas. Carlo Morelli, and Anna Flanagan, who was on our committee.
No, Anna.
And from your direction as well, originally. And then another lady, Anne Flynn, and she's out from your direction as well. I don't know what it is about Kilbride that gets all these fantastic people.
I'll tell you. Paddy Joe was right. Yeah. We live in heaven.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I suppose I have to say, as I say, Anna is on our committee already, but the other two people just... I just picked up the phone, I rang them, and I said, would you be interested in doing something for this charity? And I would have known these two other people are very creative, really creative people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what we'll have on Friday night as well. I'd say it'll be lovely.
So the Hyde, they're going to change it into a winter wonderland.
Yes. And Teresa Hessian, as the chairperson of the Gaels, she has come and she said, whatever you need me to do, it's a blank canvas. Go and do whatever you like. So it's wonderful to get
because
that support
again,
from
to,
them too.
To have it out in the Hyde. I mean, when you said you were having it in the Hyde, I said, we're thinking it on the pitch and then, it's a lovely venue, okay.
Yes.
But then to change the whole concept of it.
There's a lot of work, Jerry. We've a lot of work to do. And but it, in one way, it's fantastic. It is a blank canvas and we can do with it what we like. Another thing I'd say to you is from Derek, he would say that it's absolutely ideal to have a choir singing in. Because they don't have any carpets or curtains. So he would say that it's a lovely place to sing.
Yeah.
It's one of his favourite places in town to sing. He picked it himself,
That's it. And it's amazing to see. But the interest I have is, the change from the blank room into the winter wonderland.
Yes, no pressure, Jerry.
No, but I mean, I've been in Ardcairn. I've been out there and I've seen some of this. They've lovely decorations out there and
fabulous.
Big decorations. Not,
yes.
You know, even the Christmas trees, they have massive big Christmas trees out there.
Yes.
So they're going to be transported over to the...
We're going to whatever, Mary. You know, at this point in time, I can't even tell you what we're transporting because we didn't want to go in too early into our cairn because whatever is actually left and not sold, we will get our hands on.
Oh, yeah.
And Mary Frances, the owner there, it was absolutely fantastic to deal with.
Yeah.
She was, you know, whatever she said, we'll do this, whatever you need, we'll make it happen for you.
Yeah, they're inclined to do that. We were looking for 2 Christmas trees last year. And like that, we went down and just on the off chance.
Yes.
And he said, oh, no problem.
Yes.
What size do you want?
Fantastic.
And we can,
yeah.
you know, we can,
yeah.
we can do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And no problem for snow.
Yeah.
They're going to transport all the snow inside.
Yes.
In the roof of the hut.
Yes.
So
yes,
this is for a special purpose, this
fundraiser. Yes, as Nolan was saying, that, you know, there's money to be really raised for the day-to-day day-to-day needs of Western Alzheimer's, but in the voluntary committee we're really hoping to back this project of a daycare centre, whether it is a purpose built or whether it's an old building that we get done up, whatever, we're open to either or. We're hoping that Western Alzheimer's will have this building where, you know, people suffering from Alzheimer's can come in, access anything from chiropody to occupational therapy to hairdressing to whatever, and give the main carer a rest at home just to get a break. It's needed break, because it isn't easy to be at home working and live, or actually living with somebody with dementia. You know, it's quite tough.
Oh yeah, no. A friend of mine, I think his mother was only diagnosed last year, and again, the family are finding it really tough. And I know Western Alzheimer's have been very, very good to them, and without them, they would have been. You know, the family would even sort of nearly break up. You know that.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Well, the concept of a break of a full day, as opposed to a few hours at a time, you know, it gives people the opportunity to plan a lot more and have a much longer break, which is really badly needed, and it helps people to care for the person in the home longer, you know. So we'll say if someone's able to avail of a day off here and there, it just means that the contingent can continue in their role as a carer for longer, and
in the home, which
in
is
the
great
home,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know that the person would say with the dementia as well, they do better in their own home and they want to be in their own home. So, you know, it's an opportunity to give that to them.
I think if you talk to anybody, that the most important thing is to keep them in the home as long as you can, really.
Yeah.
And keep them in the environment that they know, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, you never said that about them. How much is it going to cost into this?
Well, our tickets are for sale for €10 each. So, and we hope to have a raffle on the night, and we hope to have a cup of tea and a biscuit for people. And we're looking forward to a great night. I think it's going to be fantastic.
And
night.
It sounds like it could be a great family night as well.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, yeah.
We'd love if everybody could. We will have tickets in the Western Alzheimer's office, and so. Please come along.
Yeah, yeah. And again, we're going to can put this out again on the Arts and Paths show tomorrow with Finn will play it again, or play the recording of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get the tickets in the Western Alzheimer's, which is in the Main Street.
That's right. Yeah. And the number is 090-66-27816. So even if they want to ring us and, you know, organise something, we can try and do that. You know, but there is tickets in the office. Yeah.
And would have you earmarked a place in town for the day centre now?
No, we haven't. We will be in discussions with possibly the county council and other places now. But it's the first steps really of this journey.
Yeah.
There's no point going to anybody unless we have enough money raised, and this is why we're doing these different projects.
How many will the hut hold?
We about 400-450 actually is the capacity for the hide. Another thing I want to say is that, you know, if you don't get tickets, come along on the night and we'll get you in.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
No, No, I mean, I know last minute people, especially with the snow now,
you don't know
about travelling or, you know, what's going to be like, the weather's going to be like. And I think there's a thaw on the way.
Yes.
But, you know, which would be of help, of course, to get people in. But if you're nothing to do on, I don't mean nothing to do on Friday night, but at 8 o'clock, and I'd say bring the kids.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a beautiful evening. It's going to be very atmospherical, I think that the most of the wonderland should be in the hide at that point and not outside, hopefully.
Yeah. And it's candidate as well.
Yes.
And could people bring their own, you know, those little lights that you can, you know, the battery lights, they could bring their own, couldn't they?
Absolutely, that's a fantastic idea. Yeah. If they wanted to, that would be lovely.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people, you know, I mean, I know you'd find it hard getting a lot of candles, you know.
Yeah.
But I know, you know, people would have them at home. A lot of people are using them now.
That would be lovely.
You know, it'd be nice to bring them along, you know.
It would, actually.
So anyway, €10, and it's on in the Hoyt. Anybody doesn't know where the Hoyt is, hard luck. I think everybody knows where the Hoyt is now. It's either for football matches or... And I mean, I remember there was a concert out there, the Beach Boys. You know,
that's right, that's a good while ago.
Yeah, and that's when you were talking about Winter Wonderland, I thought it was going to be on the pitch, the whole, I was imagining the whole thing. But inside, it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's so, going to be lovely. I'm very excited about it all.
Looking at, as I said, do you have a Facebook page now?
No. We will have, the Western Alzheimer's has a Facebook page, but the voluntary group, we're in the process of setting that up, Gerry. Another thing, can I just say that, you know, we have a very small committee, the voluntary group, and we would love, if there was anybody else out there that would like to join us, we'd be very interested in having them join us. You know, if somebody wanted to give back to their community in a voluntary capacity, we'd love to have them.
I'll tell you what, we have a program here called Community Hour. Talking about where Bernie Kearney and myself normally host it. And you know, if you leave a number here, we're always looking for volunteers here. And you know, and if people are maybe don't want to volunteer in the radio, but you know, a couple of hours with the Western Alzheimer's, you know, would be a great help to everybody.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank you very much. It was great.
Thank
you. To chat to you. And I'm sorry you didn't get a lift. I
don't
know you were coming in this morning.
Oh, well, no. We will look out for you, Jerry.
As I said, it's on Friday night, and thanks a million for coming in and talking to me today.
Thank you very much.
And,
thank you, Jerry.
And we'll try to... if anybody wants tickets, go down to the Western Enjoyments, and it's only a tenner. Do you have family tickets?
We don't really, we've costed them at €10, which, you know.
And that's very reasonable.
Yes, yeah.
That's very reasonable.
They're quite reasonable, yeah. It will be a great night.
I think this choir...
And how many's in the choir?
There's 45, Jerry. 45, yeah. And they're supposed to be beautiful now. I have it at first hand that is absolutely beautiful.
You'd hear Carol singing and you'd hear everything, but to hear it in setting I can see it now.
Yeah.
Visualise the candles and the trees and
it's going to be
lovely. Okay, thank you very much
for
coming
in.
I'm going to go back to the music now, and thanks a million. And as I said, that's on Friday in the Hoyt, and it's at 8 o'clock. And tickets are at tenner, and you can get them from the Western Alzheimer's office down in Main Street in Roscommon. Or you can also go on the night and travel in and go on the night and support it. Please do. And as I said, you can bring the family. It's going to be a lovely, lovely night.